Mr. Phil, their pen to the line, wins $50 and takes control of the game. It's not Squiddly Winks, it's Double Dare. Liza!
All right, our blue team is getting pretty close to the line.
Cyrus, don't make me win!
Blue team, congratulations to Blue Team. You guys won. Good job, my Squids.
Welcome to Double Dare. And now, here's Liza Koshy.
Thank you, and welcome to a very special episode of Double Dare. These lucky kids have teamed up with their parent to face thrilling trivia questions and an outrageous obstacle course for a chance to win some cash and prizes. Now, I'm your host, Liza Koshy, and joining me is the show's founding father, a.k.a. the Alexander Slamilton of game shows. It's Mark Summers.
How are you? Nice to see you. Wow. The Alexander Slamilton, except you can get tickets to my show. That's the difference, right?
Yes, they're much more expensive, too.
Unbelievable. Hey, did you hear about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No,
what? He's going to be starring in a new movie about a classical musician.
What's it called, Mark?
He'll be Bach.
He'll be back, but we're still here, so let's meet our teams. Now, in blue, we have a mother and son team, Cyrus and Bahare. They are the Hot Tamales. Yeah. Now, I've been told that you are a big fan of Double Dare.
Oh, yes.
What's your favorite part?
Probably the nose picking.
The nose picking?
It was probably my favorite part as a kid growing up.
The obstacle or your own personal?
No, I outgrew that, thank God, about last year.
Okay.
But, and of course, because of Mark.
Because of Alexander Slamilton over there.
Right over there?
Yes.
You know, I love the name, the Hot Tamales.
Yeah.
And I saw the weather forecast last night. It said, chilly today, hot tamale.
I don't know where he gets these. They're not on the prompter.
No.
So, Cyrus, what do you bring to the team today?
I think I'm more on the physical side, maybe. Like, I can do stuff.
You break it down?
climb and run.
Okay, good, because that's what we're going to do today. That's right. Now, we have met our hot tamales. They are hot and ready. But you know who's hot and red? Our red team. Let's meet our red team, guys. Mother-daughter team, Rahina and Erlinda. They are the stylish ones. Now, guys, you know, I thought you guys were sisters, but y'all are mother-daughter team. Rahina, how does it feel to be here playing with each other?
It feels very fun, but also very weird, because she likes to crack a lot of jokes at random moments.
Reminds me of someone I know named Mark Summers.
Anything to annoy her, I will do it.
Perfect, and that's why you're here today.
Yes.
So you guys are the stylish ones.
Yes.
What would you say is your style?
Well, we love our shoe game.
Oh. Right?
We love anything that's funky, trendy. I used to call myself conservative funk, and I just pass it on to her.
Oh. When was this happening?
Your entire life, child.
Really? She's been buying shoes for you, not for herself.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so excited to be playing with you guys today. They are the stylish ones. They are the hot tamales. Are you guys ready to play a little Double Dare?
Yeah.
I think so. So let me explain how round one works. I'm going to ask you a question. You get it right, you get $50. Now, if you don't know the answer or you think the other team doesn't have a clue, then you can dare them to answer it for double the amount. But be careful, because they can double dare you right back for four times the amount. Then you either have to answer the question or take the physical challenge. You guys got it?
Got it.
Good. My hot tamales, you guys won the first challenge. You have $50 on the board. Here is your question. You're in control. Chillax is the combination of the words chill and what other word?
Okay,
go ahead.
Chill and relax.
Relax, man, you won $50. You got it. Hot tamales with $100 on the board. Your next question, here we go. If Chance the Rapper has a 3 in 5 chance of winning the lottery, which percentage is correct? Is it 60%, 75%, or 50 Cent?
75%.
I'm sorry, 75% is incorrect.
Oh.
The correct answer was 60%, and because there was no dare, there were no dollars, but that doesn't mean my stylish ones now have control. Ladies, in what parlor game do players use a cue stick, chalk, and maybe a little English? What do we think, ladies?
No, you say.
Okay. Pool.
Pooh, you got that right?
Yeah.
$50 on the board for the stylish ones. Here we go. What Spanish artist is known for his cubism paintings like Guernica?
Dare.
Dare. Now with $100, guys. Hot tamales. What Spanish artist is known for his cubism paintings like Guernica? What do we think, guys? Worth $100.
Picasso.
Pablo Picasso, you got it, bro.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Hot tamales are back in control. $200 on the board. Here is your next question. As easy as pie and sleeping like a log are examples of what figure of speech? Is it a metaphor, a simile, or a sillyism? Couple of seconds, guys.
Okay, metaphor.
Metaphor, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer was simile, and since there was no dare, there was no dollars, which means the stylist ones are now back in control. Inconceivable. What classic movie featured rodents of unusual size, a six-fingered man, and the dread Pirate Roberts? Couple of seconds, guys, worth $50.
Dare.
Dare, now worth $100. Inconceivable. What classic movie featured rodents of unusual size, a six-fingered man, and the dread Pirate Roberts? Now worth $100.
Double dare.
Double dare, now worth $200. Ladies, what do we think?
We'll take the physical challenge.
Oh, they're taking the physical challenge. Come on over here, Sadie.
The answer is the Princess Bride. We could have a lead change right here. It's worth $200. Liza.
So this challenge is definitely a little bit screwy. We're screwing around here. Both of you will wear a screwdriver helmet. One of these guys that Michelle and Eric are holding. Looks pretty good, right?
That fits my fashion.
Both of you will be wearing these helmets to loosen four screws. And trust me, you're going to know when it's loose, all right? So you guys go on and head over there and get geared up by our fabulous challenge team, Eric and Michelle. All right, stylish ones, you guys have 30 seconds, four screws, for $200. Now you guys, Brianna, come on over here. We're going to get you guys set up. Mark, would you mind helping me set them up?
Sure, no problem whatsoever. You know, my mom always used to say I had a screw loose, and this time you get to reward it for it. So get down a little bit, down, up. Fantastic.
Woo! Right in
there. Don't move. Okay.
How are we feeling over there, Alinda?
A little short.
A little short? Me too, for a life.
You want to go clockwise, guys.
Yes, you want to turn clockwise. Do you know what an analog clock is?
Sure.
Not a confident answer, but I like it. Clockwise is this way, all right? You guys got it? All right, get ready, guys. Mark, you take
this. You want me to do it?
You take this.
All right, here we go. On your mark. Get set. Go! We can do it!
Come on, guys.
Give Mom a hug.
You guys, good. There you go. Oh. That sound means it's the end of round one. Right now, we have our hot tamales with $400 and the stylish ones with $50. But don't worry, ladies. Round two is coming in. It's still anybody's game. Right, Mark?
That's correct, because we can do a physical challenge with $400. We'll tie it up. Come back. We're going to see who's going to that obstacle course. Oh, no. It's mine.
Double Dare. Welcome back to round two of Double Dare, where everything is worth double the dollars. Now, at the end of this round, the winner gets to keep their bank and move on to the final obstacle course. Now, this toss-up will determine who gets in control of round two. Are y'all ready? Here we go. On your mark, get set.
One player from each team has to take the wig from a Double Dare producer and throw it over their shoulder. The other one has to catch it on their bald head. First team to stick two wigs with $100 in control of round two. We're getting wiggy with it.
Come on! Come on! Come on! All right, my red team has one red wig, blue team has a green wig.
Better?
Come
Congratulations, Hot Tamales. They won $100 in that challenge. You guys are now in control of round two. Here is your question. What fictional bear from darkest Peru wears a blue duffel coat and adores marmalade?
Paddington.
What? Go ahead.
Paddington.
Paddington is correct. You guys won $100 because remember, we're on round two and everything is worth double the dollars. Your next question for $100. According to Merriam-Webster, if you are both hungry and angry, which of these are you? Hangry, hungrumpy, or crankgry? Worth $100,
guys. Sure? I'm sure. Hangry.
Hangry is correct. She was right. She was sure. Michigan, Superior, Erie, and Ontario are four of the five Great Lakes. What's the fifth?
I forgot. Okay, just say Dare.
Dare, now worth $200 because we're in round two. Michigan, Superior, Erie, and Ontario are four of the five Great Lakes. What's the fifth?
Double Dare.
Double Dare, now worth $400. Hot Tamales, what do we think?
We'll take the physical challenge.
They're taking the physical challenge. Come on down, guys.
The answer is Huron, $400 at stake. And Liza, what do we have for them?
So, in this physical challenge, you guys are going to want to nail it. Oh, Mark.
Yes.
Would you mind helping me with this one?
Not a problem.
Also, did you send me something?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, so to earn that $400, all you have to do is get these envelopes through the door slot. It's snail mail, but it's going to be moving pretty fast like this.
Okay. Ooh.
Maybe not like that. Maybe not like that. Mark, why don't you show them how
it's done? What a great delivery that was, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, let me see if I can do this. Nope, one more time.
Best
and then we're going to let them go and show us.
Any,
oh, okay. Well, let's see if they can do
it. Now I'm sure I can. Mark, won't you?
We'll be here all day, Liz.
I almost took out Mark. I think it goes a little bit.
There you go. That's what we do.
You guys can get to in 30 seconds
behind the line.
We'll deliver you $400. You guys ready?
Ready.
On your mark. Get set. Go.
Come on, we can do it. We can get two for $400.
No worries, guys. Come on back. Good try, but my stylish ones, you guys got paid $400. You guys are now catching up to our $700 that our Hot Tamales have. You guys are in control. Are you ready for your question? Here it is.
We're ready.
According to the online slang dictionary, when someone tells you to take the L, what does the L stand for? What you think?
You say.
What you say?
You say.
What you say?
You don't say it. No.
Okay.
You'll say it.
We take the loss or we lose.
Loss is correct. You got it. You won. You did not lose on that one. $550 total. Your next question. What brand of caramel-coated popcorn and peanuts is mentioned in the song Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Oh, yeah. Okay, Cracker Jack?
Girl, you got that. That's right. Now, at $650, If I Were a Rich Man and Matchmaker are two popular songs from what musical? For $100, what do we think?
Fiddler on the Roof?
You got that one. $750 to our stylish ones. Whoa. Hello. And that sound means time's up. Let's check our scores. Our Hot Tamales have $700 on the board, while our stylish ones with a very close game have $750, which means congratulations. You guys are a winner. They swooped in and took the lead at the very end. You guys get to keep that cash. Plus, credit to the legendary musical boys. Now, my Hot Tamales, you guys were indeed so hot. We have to give you some amazing prizes backstage. Thank you guys so, so much for playing with us. Did you have fun?
Yes, we had a great time.
Keep looking for the prizes backstage. We're getting obstacle course. Are y'all ready for the obstacle course?
Sure.
Sure. Yeah. Mark's ready for the obstacle course too, yeah. Right?
You know what I love is the fact that you just realized that you were going to the obstacle course, right? Yeah, pretty cool. Well, you know what, audience? Are you ready to see them run this course? We're going to come back and do that right after this. Stay tuned.
Ones have made it all the way to the obstacle course with style. How are we feeling, ladies?
Great.
We feel great. We're gonna do this.
She feels good. That's right.
Hit it. Huh. There it is.
There we go.
Yes, queen.
Okay. Now, Rahina and Erlinda in the first two rounds, you guys won $750. It was such an amazing game. You guys came up with $50 at the very end. It was incredible. But now it's time to take on the Double Dare obstacle course. You guys feeling good?
Yes. Yeah.
You got this.
We got this. Right.
You stay confident. Now there are 8 stations and you finish each one by grabbing the flag and you guys are going to switch off at every single one of them. Okay. You guys want to know what each one is about?
Yes, sure.
Oh, I got you. That's my job. Okay, so the very first one, you're going to start off at the tank. You're going to fall into these balls, fall right into the flag. Hopefully you grab that too. And you guys are going to grab one of these.
A portable turntable. Adjust speed, sync to Bluetooth, and stream music with Crosley Cruiser Deluxe Portable Turntable.
Obstacle 2 is a pretty sweet obstacle, I will say. It's a cookie sandwich. Now, get all up in that sandwich, find the flag, and when you find the flag, you're going home with a sweet prize like this.
A trip to the world-famous Madame Tussauds Hollywood. Come experience the fame and visit your favorite A-lister up close without getting arrested.
All right, next up is the ringer. You remember this?
Yeah.
Yeah, we added another one. Now you guys are going through two. So you want to slide through the first one, slide into the slime, slide out the back, and you guys are going home with this.
Experience the thrill of building your own toy roller coaster with Kinect Thrill Rides.
All right, obstacle 4 is clogged. Have you ever had chicken curry?
No.
Yeah, I did. My bad about that. So all you want to do is reach inside the toilet, grab the flag, and when you grab that, you're going to grab...
Sound just like your favorite singer and be the star of the party with Ion Audio Karaoke Star.
All right, next up is blowout. Have you ever been lost at a party?
Not really.
Okay, I don't get invited to them. But what you want to do is climb through this party favor, and we'll give you a party favor with this.
Light up the galaxy as you cosmic fun glide on your GoTrax glider electric scooters. GoTrax, light years of cosmic fun awaits.
Obstacle 6 is pick it. Have you ever picked your nose?
No.
Okay, well, you're going to pick this one.
I'm not lying.
She said stop lying. I know you are. All right, well, you're going to pick this one. If you guys pick that boogie and pick the flag, you guys get this.
A 43-inch Philips Roku 4000 series LED TV featuring the Roku OS.
Next up is Obstacle 7. It's unboxing. Have you ever seen a box before?
Yes.
Okay, cool. It's right here. Well, this one is unboxing. What you want to do is flip it open, keep opening boxes inside, find the flag, and you are going to find yourself with
Dick's Sporting Goods Shopping Spree. Shop in store or online. Dick's is a one-stop shop for sports equipment, apparel, accessories, and footwear.
Next up, it's the great Obstacle 8. It's
Mount St. Double Dare.
Yeah! I was ready for that one. Now, all you want to do is pull yourself all the way up there, grab the flag, slide on down before time expires, and you're going to add to your mountain of prizes with this.
A trip to Legoland California Resort where you can see real sharks raised and fish on their new Lego City Deep Sea Adventure Submarine Ride. Good luck, ladies.
All right, y'all. So the strategy is to have some fun, and I know you guys are ready. So go ahead and go and get into position. All right, guys. Now, there are 8 obstacles. Can I get 60 seconds on the clock, please? Mark is waiting for you guys at the finish line. Are you guys ready?
Yes. I'm so ready.
They're ready.
I'm ready.
On your mark, get set, go. Oh, you guys are moving. Keep going. You got the flag. Grab it.
See you guys next time on Double Dare.